It is 740 at WEOL. February is American Heart Health Month, and this year it falls during a pandemic. And that's why the Cleveland Clinic's 2021 Heart Health Survey looks at how COVID-19 is affecting Americans' new view of their heart health. And with us this morning from the Cleveland Clinic, we have Dr. Cardiologist Dr. Paul Kramer. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm good.
Let's talk a little bit about what people are thinking about. Let's first of all look at some of the things related to COVID-19 and your heart. How does it, just on a general term, impact the patient's heart if they happen to acquire COVID-19?
Right. I think that's a great question to start. And, you know, I think like everything COVID, there's many different ways it can affect us. I think, you know, we think of COVID-19 as predominantly a respiratory illness, a pneumonia. And that's correct, but it can involve the heart in a lot of ways. So, for example, if you look at patients who are sick enough to be hospitalized with COVID-19 and you measure blood work to see about any damage to the heart, you know, maybe a quarter of those patients will have damage to the heart as well. So it is a big issue. Now, most of the time, that's collateral damage, if you will. So the heart has some dysfunction either related to decrease in oxygen, related to an increase in inflammation, or blood clots. You know, we've seen COVID cause a lot of blood clots in patients. And in addition to that, what I think is less common but also can occur is direct injury to the heart muscle itself from the virus. So that's the myocarditis that we've heard about. So COVID can do many different things, and it is primarily a pneumonia, but in a lot of patients we're seeing damage to the heart as well.
That damage to the heart, can it be reversed?
Right. I think that's another excellent question, and one where I think like a lot of things related to COVID, we're learning more every day. I would say in a lot of patients who have mild disease or minimally symptomatic disease, usually the heart isn't involved. And then the prognosis there is going to be great. There's not going to be any long-term damage. That said, if you have continued symptoms such as chest pain or shortness of breath, you do need to be seen by your doctor to see if anything is still going on or could be going on related to your heart. Go ahead, Bruce.
I was going to say, just in your heart health survey, one of the things you focused on a lot is stress. I thought we could move into talking about that, where it doesn't seem to be sort of directly related, but there is an impact, we know, of stress on your whole well-being and immune system. And talk about a little bit about the heart and, I guess, how people are feeling and how that is really impacting things related to the heart.
I think that's right. I mean, I sort of think of it in two ways. The first is, I mean, I do think there is a direct relationship between stress and adverse cardiac events related to things like increasing your blood pressure. But as you said, most of the issues related to stress are just affecting our whole bodies holistically in terms of infecting our mental health, in terms of affecting how we live our lives, you know, the inactivity that a lot of us physically have sort of more or less been had to struggle with during the COVID-19 pandemic. Because there's just not a lot of options. And so I think it's really important to try and deal with that stress for your physical health and your mental health as much as you can to try and maintain some aerobic exercise. You know, we usually recommend trying to moderate intensity walking 20 to 30 minutes a day. And again, I think that will help out your heart a lot.
What about the patients who had, prior to COVID-19, had heart issues? How are they sustaining themselves? We've heard a lot of talk about people have fear of going to the doctor, or maybe their medications are getting it from the pharmacy. Maybe talk a little bit of what the survey found related to that too.
Right. I think it's another important point, and we do know, unfortunately, that patients who have heart disease or have heart-related risk factors such as high blood pressure are higher risk if they get COVID-19, but I would say in our clinical practice, what has been most concerning is the patients who are delaying care. So, you know, for me working in the cardiac intensive care unit, I'd say In the past 6 months, we've had more patients coming in with late complications from heart attacks because they avoided care than probably I saw in the previous 5 or 6 years. And it's just harder to get a good outcome when people put off their symptoms. So that's a major concern. And I think in addition, you have patients putting off their preventative health. So what we saw in our survey, for example, is that about a third of patients with heart disease were avoiding taking some of their medications. And I think a lot of that is they're saying, well, you know I need to get a refill. I know I need to see my doctor, but I really don't want to go until this COVID has sort of calmed down a bit more. And that's understandable, but that's really putting yourself at risk. And I would emphasize that the hospitals, the Cleveland Clinic included, have done a great job of ensuring that patients can be seen safely with all the precautions that are in place.
I'm curious if things are sort of isolated or separate. You mentioned in the cardiac care unit, people have that. You know, where is all the COVID patients going, and are they doing different? And a lot of times hospitals have, you know, large campuses at different places. How is that sort of divided, if at all, or is everything kind of all mixed together?
Well, I think, you know, if you're sick enough to require critical care, most of those patients with COVID-19 are going to be in the medical intensive care units. I will say that we do see some patients who have COVID-19, but their main problem is related to their heart, say a myocarditis, a lot of inflammation in the heart. So it really just depends on you know, what's the best place in the hospital to address the main problem that you have.
We are talking today with cardiologist Dr. Paul Kramer with the Cleveland Clinic. It is the American Heart Health Month in February. Doctor, normally when we have discussions like this in the month of February, it's sort of, here's what possibly can happen to you if you don't take care of your heart. Well, we give some preventative information. What kind of things can you talk about for people who just are looking to make sure that they don't go down these roads of having heart problems?
Right. No, thank you for that. And I think if I think about the pillars of prevention for heart disease, you know, we touched upon the physical activity, which we should really try and maintain as much as possible during the pandemic. We talked about diet. I mean, sort of simply put, we tell people to eat less meat and more vegetables, whole grain. And then we think about controlling the blood pressure, not smoking, and controlling the cholesterol. So these are the really important things that folks should focus on and see their regular doctors to follow up on.
It's always good advice. Doctor, we appreciate your time. If people want to find out maybe more about this survey or get some good heart health information, where would you like to maybe send them? Is there a good place for them to get some other additional information?
Sure. To learn more about these prevention tips and some results of our survey, you can go to clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheart.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Cardiologist Dr. Paul Kramer of the Cleveland Clinic joining us today, talking about the heart health in the time of COVID.